said, hey, hey, how you doing? Time for a brand new day. Get up, get out, let's get happy. Start your day with Cliffo and Gabby.
There's a wedding that has caused a lot of headlines over the last day or so, Cliffo. It's a wedding between Blake and Brooke, who are 25 and 24 respectively.
Oh, their names are compatible, aren't they?
Yeah, Blake and Brooke.
Blake and Brooke.
Yeah.
Ah, just heading off for a Krispy Kreme with my mates, Blake and Brooke.
Well, that's exactly what happened. Works. This couple met at Krispy Kreme at one of the stores in 2014. So they decided that for their wedding day, they would spend it at Krispy Kreme. Yeah. So not only did they get all of their photos and whatnot taken at Krispy Kreme, they also gave their guests Krispy Kremes as wedding favors, and it was all Krispy Kreme kind of themed. And I was like, well, yeah, I love a Krispy Kreme, but what a weird idea. And it always confuses me when couples do this, because just because you met at a Krispy Kreme doesn't mean that has to have anything to do with your wedding day.
Okay, so you're planning a wedding at the moment.
Yes.
To the amazing Nev.
Mm.
If you and Nev were to get married, where you met,
yes,
where would you be getting married?
Well, technically we met on Tinder, but our physical first location of where we met was in a park playing Pokemon Go.
Wow.
So it would be the geekiest wedding
in
history.
It'd be a Pokemon Go
themed wedding in a park.
I reckon I can beat it. Not for geekiness, but just for, oh, that's a bit sad.
Cringeworthiness.
If my wife and I, and we are already married, but if we were to get married where we met, our marriage ceremony would have been at a Rhys Mastin concert. Remember Rhys Mastin?
Oh, we all remember. He'd be up for it. I don't think he's doing much these days.
Rhys would do wedding gigs for the pay. Don't you worry about it in 2019. But what happened was back in the day, because my wife still to this day, she's on leave at the moment, but she works at JB Hi-Fi.
Yes.
And Rhys Mastin was playing a gig in the Willows car park.
Oh.
And I was hosting it.
Yeah.
And she was selling the CDs for JB Hi-Fi. And I was like, oh, man, that chick over there.
That JB chick. Yeah, ooh. I love that also you have to explain you were working there. You weren't actually just attending Rhys Mastin. Like, you just had to, like, put that out there.
What are you knocking, Rockstar? Yeah, great song.
Let's put it out there. 13, 12, 16. If you got married where you first met your partner, where would that be?
All right, Erin, same question for you straight up. If you got married where you met, where would the ceremony have to be at?
The Telstra call centre.
Oh, romantic.
Were you both working there, or was he serving you, or what was the go?
Yeah, so we were both working there at the time.
Oh, that would be so sexy with all the telecom communications around
and
you.
And during the ceremony, you'd have to wear those little headsets.
Headsets!
The phones would be ringing constantly in the background. 13, 12, 16. Hey, who's this?
This is Georgia.
Hey, Georgia.
Georgia, if you had to get married where you first met, where would it be?
So down our street, we actually had a business across the road. It was a tree lopping place, and I met my partner in our street, actually. So,
oh, just get married in the street?
Just get married in your own street. Yeah. So you guys lived in the same street before you got married?
We worked in the street.
I see.
Oh, so you'd be married out front of a tree lopping business.
Wow.
Yes, that's correct.
Sexy.
Lumberjack swinging from the trees with their chainsaws.
That's actually kind of nice.
Don't mind us, love. 13, 12, 16. This is Beck, isn't it?
Yep.
Hey,
it
Beck.
Is.
If you had to have your ceremony where you met your partner, where would it be?
At the Amtaz.
Yeah. I was waiting for one of these. I knew there'd be a bar or a club that came into it.
Because nothing says romance like an $11.95 Palmer.
Oh, the reception would be so cheap.
It would be. It really would be.
Where's my hubby gone? He's just in the TAB putting on a bet.
Get up with Cliffo and Gabby on Hit 103.1.
How's this for an innings? Angela and Frank Teresi, owners of Dad and Dave's Tucker Box, they're retiring after 25 years of selling fish and chips and some of the biggest burgers you will see at any takeaway in the country.
I've heard that these chips got a 10 out of 10 on Townsville Chipstagram.
Oh, Chipstagram.
I heard that they Townsville did quite well.
Maddie Alvaro's announcer. She's running Townsville Chipstagram.
She's loving all the chips at Townsville.
Their chips are fantastic, but they're known for their big burgers. Mm. That's the thing they do really well. But, yeah, shout out to Angela and Fred. They just, I don't know, they're just a staple of this community. Do you know what I mean? Their faces have been serving up the fish and chips there for 24 years, 11 months and a few days.
Oh, literally a couple of weeks. Just a tiny bit longer.
Literally a couple weeks short of 25 years. But Frank's come out and he said, my kids grew up here chopping onions and doing chores. He says, though, the takeaway is going to be left in great hands with long-term employee Sorrel Cutting taking over the business. Well done, Sorrel. She said it's not broke. She ain't going to fix it.
Good. Yes. That's what I like to
Isn't
hear.
Isn't that a breath of fresh
because
air?
Because it's so nerve-wracking when someone takes over your favourite business where you get your favourite food and your favourite burgers
things.
And then they change the menu. That was stressing me out.
Do you know what the real appeal for me for Dad and Dave's was? And sure, you know, the big burgers are great and the 10 out of 10 chips and all that's great. Mm. But for me, the real appeal is, because I used to frequent the place and go and get a bacon and egg roll and a chocolate milk.
Oh, cute.
Yeah, diet. 10 out of 10, nice. I know. But I'd often finish the show here or whatever and go and say good day to Frank and Angela and get the chocky milk and the bacon and the girl or whatever. But what I always felt when I was at Dad and Dave's is you feel like you're almost in their home because there's photos of their kids
Aww.
On the wall and there's like awards on the wall and there's some little trinkets and stuff like that.
Too
and you'll
homey.
Sit down at their little tables or whatever and they'll have these plastic tablecloths and you feel like you could actually be in Frank and Angela, Frank and Angela's kitchen.
Nice.
And I don't know, I think that was probably the success of their business.
Oh, yeah, it's the feel of a place has so much to do with how comfortable and how much
totally.
you're willing to go back.
Yeah.
So I hope that feel stays.
My oh my, aren't they going to get a shock when they wake up one day and I'm sitting in their kitchen going, kill for a bacon and egg roll and a chalky milk, Angela. Kill.
Get up with Cliffo and Gabby on Hit 103.1.
Oh my, oh my, oh my God.
Proving you haven't got to be pretty. To be beautiful.
Get ugly.
This is Cliffo and Gabby's search for Townsville's ugliest pet on Hit 103.1.
The ugly pet pageant is happening Thursday, 6 p.m. Fairfield Central. Come on down if you want to take a squiz at the ugliest pets in Townsville.
Maybe don't bring your dinner down.
Well, yeah, maybe save that for after. But we have scored our first finalist yesterday, who is Marvin the Cat. Today, however, it's up to finalist number two. And we have our first dog that's going to be entering the pageant. His name is Glenn, and his owner, Emma, joins us right now. How are you, Emma?
I'm good, thank you.
Emma, first question in regards to Glenn's appearance. And you can see him at our social media channels now. His photo's
yes.
up. What went wrong?
I think it really started when he lost his eye.
Oh,
so he's one-eyed. He's a one-eyed multi-shih tzu.
Yeah, so how did that happen?
Our old dog, when they were playing, when he was a puppy, accidentally scratched it, and then we had to remove it.
Oh, poor little guy. But he still gets around okay? Still loves
yeah,
life?
He rocks the look. He rocks the look. He does bump into a few things occasionally, but he does.
You can't move any furniture.
So he's a Maltese Shih Tzu, black and white Maltese Shih Tzu, so pretty easy to picture what he looks like. Is missing one eye. The other notable feature of the photo is his teeth, because they point north, south, east, west. His teeth are all over the shop.
Yeah, he's not doing well in the teeth department, but he's still happy. He's smiling.
Has he got an underbite? Is that what's happening with the teeth?
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
Okay. Well, yeah, definitely go check out the photos on our social media, because Glenn is well worth a look, and he's going to be in our pageant on Thursday. Is he going to be excited to be part of this? Is he going to strut his stuff, Emma?
I think he is. Like, we've been telling him, and he's pretty excited by the sounds of it.
Oh. he's a tail wagger. He's a happy, sort of spirited dog.
Yeah, he is. He's pretty happy. He's pretty excited, too.
He looks pretty cute.
He does. You know, but
he's ugly, well, but he's so cute.
He's ugly cute. Like, I don't know what you mean, Gabby. Despite missing the eye and the teeth pointing every which way, there's still, I don't know, there's still a love in his, not, you can't even say in his eyes. There's a love in his eye.
His eye.
Isn't there?
There really is.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. So how old is he?
He's 8.
All right. So Glenn, a.k.a. Pirate Pete, your nickname is as well, so I love that. He's our second confirmed finalist for the Ugly Pet Pageant. It's happening Thursday, 6 p.m. at Fairfield Central Shopping Centre if anyone wants to come along. But Emma, thank you so much for entering Glenn, and best of luck.
Get up with Cliffo and Gabby on Hit 103.1.
Cliffo and Gabby's search for Townsville's ugliest pet.
Okay, so this one's not in Townsville, but it goes with the theme of the week of looking for Townsville's ugliest pet, because there is a pet of sorts who has gone into influencer territory, because this pet has gained 40,000 followers on Instagram. And
Jesus.
This pet...
I cracked 1,300 the other day and I was stoked. 40,000. Wow.
But this pet has is a toad.
Oh.
Is a toad. So a toad is beating us on Instagram. Wonderful. Makes me feel real good about myself.
In the realm of ugly animals too.
This is like, the ugliest. Oh, who has a toad as a
no
pet?
No worse animal than a toad.
No. That was my first question was, who the hell has a toad as a pet? That is crazy. But this toad, it's in the States, so it's not a cane toad. It's a different kind of toad, but it's still a toad.
Mate, a toad's a toad's a
toad. A toad is a toad. And this toad keeps getting photographed. What they say is he's doing human things. But really, they just set up this tiny miniature doll's table from a dollhouse with tiny miniature things like a little Monopoly and little bottles of beer or little like homemade dinner or things like that. So it's just miniature setups. There's a sewing machine.
So they're staging it to make him look like he's doing human stuff.
But he's just sitting there in the setting.
Being a
he's
toad.
Actually not doing anything. He's just being a toad surrounded by miniature human things. And he's gained 40,000 followers. I'm one of them because I find it really damn interesting.
Well, I sit around and look fat and ugly like a toad. Why can't I get 40,000 followers? I'll take my shirt off and sit there drinking bottles of beer. Give me a
please
follow.
Don't,
add on air, Cliffo.
Cliffo and Gabby.